Welcome, everyone. This is a Board of Adjustment meeting for February the 8th, 2018. Can I have a roll call, please?
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Springer? Bollinger?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's the responsibility of the board to determine the zoning ordinances as far as special uses and variances are concerned. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and visit the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the issue at the meeting. Could I have the approval of the minutes for the October 12th meeting if you have read them?
Move to approve.
There's a second. Call the roll, Lisa.
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bollinger?
Yes. The 2017 Board of Adjustment Annual Report. We need a motion to approve that, please.
So move.
Second?
Second.
Well, call the roll, Lisa.
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bollinger?
Yes. We have election of officers this evening. Really? Is there any motions from the board?
I move that we cast a unanimous ballot for the existing officers.
Second.
Motion is second. You want to call the roll, Lisa?
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bollinger?
Yes. Reluctantly.
You got the job.
Thank you. We have three items on the agenda, which two have been withdrawn. Case 17-074 at 2515 53rd Avenue, a C2 district, has been withdrawn. And case 18-006 at 2925 18th Street has been withdrawn. Case C's 18-007 at 4850 Betplex Drive. It's a C7 district. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable size of an on-premise identification sign identification on Interstate 80 from 300 square feet to 1146 square feet, and a variance to increase the size of an on-premise identification sign adjacent to the Betplex Drive from 300 square feet to 1589 square feet, submitted by TBK Bank. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is outlined for you in the graphic currently being displayed. It is the southwest corner of Interstate 80 and Middle Road. I'm sure you're all familiar. It is the site of a new regional sports center that's going up. The applicants would like to place signage on this large facility, one oriented towards Interstate 80, which would be on the north side of the structure, the other oriented towards Betplex Drive down on the south end of the graphic. The main structure of the complex is approximately in that location on the site. These are the indications on where the two TBK Sports Center signs will go and where the logo will go. This is a representation of the two large TBK Sports Center complex signs. This will represent how it would look both on the back or north end, oriented towards Interstate 80, and on the front south end, oriented towards Betplex Drive. This would be the logo that they're requesting that would go above the main entrance. The main entrance is, it's hard to see on this graphic, but it's kind of at a 45 degree angle where the building makes that L shape. This is to show an approximation of how the sign would look from Interstate 80. You have had a couple requests for very large signs in the past. In 2013, the board approved a large on-premise identification sign at 3487 Town Point Drive. That was for a sign that is 600 square feet. At the time, you indicated that you felt that the sign was appropriate given the size of the building and given the fact of how far it would, traffic would be away from that sign, with Belmont Road being the only drive behind it that's oriented towards the sign. And as you can see, the bottom left picture gives you an idea of how it looks from there. You also have allowed a very large sign on the top of the aisle conference center that, well, actually it's on top of one of the hotel buildings. That one is a 584 square feet. It is oriented towards the traffic going over I-74. The reasons given for this request by the applicants is that on the north side, the sign oriented towards I-80, it would be at the closest point 1,400 feet away from any traffic on I-80, and at each end of the property it would be over 2,000 feet away, not square feet, 2,000 feet away from the sign. And then the TBK sign on the south and the logo on the south, it would be rather close to Betplex Drive, but would be approximately 2,200 feet away from the intersection of Middle Road and Forest Grove. That's approximately the location of the intersection that I've just outlined right there. I believe that summarizes the issue. You should be also be aware, and I'm sure you are, that there will be further requests for signage. Staff is aware that a sign will be requested sometime in the future on the east side, oriented towards Middle Road. The locations of these signs is allowed. The code states that you can have a sign oriented per street frontage. So on the north side of the building, they can have a sign oriented towards Interstate 80. On the east side, they can have a sign oriented towards Middle Road, and on the south, signs oriented towards Betplex Drive. It's not the issue of the number of signs or the location of the signs, it's the issue of the size of the signs. I believe that summarizes the issue. Unless you have any questions, thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? If you'd go to the podium, please, and state your name and address, and we appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm Brad Morrison. I own Riverbend Sign Works, and we've been working a bit with both the sports complex as well as TBK Bank on trying to come up with effective signage. So yeah, if you can go to the next, that's just the things I want to cover. Yeah, let's go to the next one. All right, so that's the building. The bottom right is the building from Forest Grove Road. We assume that will be most of the traffic from the south will be on Forest Grove. And then the picture on the top left is the building from Interstate 80. Just for the record, I was stopped when I took that picture. I was being safe. So if we go with a 300 square foot sign, which is what the current code calls for, that is a mock-up of it. And I don't know, can you scroll back one? Yeah, and you can see, and John already showed you the image that had a TBK on it that was larger. You can imagine from the road that would be a fairly small sign if we go with the 300 square feet. So, John, can you go to the next one? So it's interesting. So if you drive along 80 going west, just by chance, there is a billboard out there. Lamar has a billboard. That billboard, the letters on that, like the T in get, That's a 10-foot tall letter. So what we'd proposed for the building was 10 feet tall. And so the main picture is what it looks like from the highway. It is not easy to see until you're right up on it. So I blew it up so we could actually see what it looks like. But that will be, you know, very similar to what we'd be looking at for signage on the building. All right, we can go to the next one. That would be good. Oh boy, that's hard for me to read from here. So we do, when we do signage, one of the things we look at is letter visibility. And a good rule of thumb is for every, if you're 60 feet away, you'd need 600, so if you're 600 feet away, you need 60-inch letters. So it's about 10 feet for an inch of letter. And so when you use that, that we'd be around 2,000 feet away. If you just use that sort of standard guideline, we'd be at 20 feet letters. They'd be big. Obviously, we're not proposing anything that large, but that is sort of our standard visibility chart that we use when we're deciding how to make a sign. And that is, I should say, that's for stationary viewing. So if you're looking at a sign and you're not moving, that equates. What we generally use, again, as sort of a rule of thumb, is for every 10 miles an hour that you're moving, add 5% to the size of the sign. So if you were going 50 miles an hour, you should add about 25% to the size of the sign. And again, these are sort of standard sign guidelines that the visibility chart, you'll find that all over the interweb. That's pretty acceptable as a standard. So can we go to the next one? Yeah, so that again, and that's the same image that that John pulled up earlier. So that is the proposed sign, and we really feel like that gives the sort of adequate visibility from Highway 80 just with the distance that it's from the road. Next. And so there's the two TBK signs, and then that is a Betton, the Betplex is kind of sports complex logo shape, and even though it doesn't have really any lettering on it, it is the the branding that is being used for the facility. So we wanted to make that pretty easy to see. So that's a 300 square foot version of it. We're asking the next, so the next one is about half again as large from the road. We think that is about the right size to make it pretty visible about, what it all is. So you can see the balls and the colors and stuff. And I think that's all I have, John. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that, I don't know, any questions from that?
From my perspective, the green doesn't show up as well as the white on that sign. And
yeah.
It looks like you're advertising a bank more than you're advertising a sport complex.
Yeah, so I don't have it in this, but I've got some handouts that I could show you. So the way that will be set up, those signs will be illuminated, and so they'll actually be brighter in real life. And then on top of that, at night, that sports complex will have halo lighting as well. So you'd actually be able to see halo lighting. It's kind of a signage geek term, right? But basically, it means around all of the letters at night, there'd be a sort of an outline around them. So it'll be really easy to see the sports complex as well as the logo shape that's between TBK and Bank. And this was, so we gave TBK a few different versions to look at. This is one of them. Any of them that we would do, we would want to, have the size sort of determined first, and then we can fine-tune the colors. Because it would be optional to, change the color of the TBK to something different. This mostly is for scaling purposes.
Is there any thought of putting a billboard-type sign, double-sided, out on the interstate that would look from both ways?
I don't know. Oh.
Just a question. I mean.
Yeah, thank you. This is Leslie Van Dyke with the Betplex LLC and the TBK Bank Sports Complex. We are working on possibly a large billboard video board that would be on our property along Interstate 80. We are in the beginning process of hopefully accomplishing that. We are working with some lawyers right now and outsourcing this with another company. with the Department of Transportation rules, we may or may not be able to do so since we are in the right-of-way interchange on our property. So we fall into an area where we're not allowed to put a billboard on our property along the interstate. So we're kind of working through if we can work with the DOT on that item. If we can't, then we may work with you all here and work with the 660 feet from the property line into our property to see if there's an appropriate location there. So we're still working through that. It could be something that we move forward with, but at this point, I can't say yes or no to that question, but we hope to.
Okay, just a question. Is there other questions?
Well, I guess I have a question. If we know there's going to be a lot of additional signage, I mean, to me, it would have made sense to bring forward all the signage requirements at kind of the same time so that we have an idea of what we're looking at.
Yes.
This looks like we're looking at the tip of the iceberg. And
right.
If we can, you know, and if we do something here that's dramatically different than what the code allows, the ordinance allows, mm-hmm. then we're kind of stuck. And
sure.
I don't, you know, I have a hard time piecemealing something like this. And, you know, a lot of times we say baby steps are great, but I don't think so here, at least not for me.
Yes, I totally understand your question. It would have been a lot easier to propose all signs at one point. We are working through a lot of different sponsorships opportunities right now. So obviously we have accomplished our biggest sponsor with the naming rights for the whole complex. Additional signs that would be coming our way would be High Five is our family entertainment center that is connected to the sports complex. They will have their normal building signage. Their building is much smaller than the sports complex. And if you haven't been out there, I'd be happy to take you on a tour. And their signage will be kind of normal building signage that it shouldn't be too big in the grand scheme of things. Other signage that we could have on premise will be, hopefully we'll gain a sponsor for the baseball field and the softball fields outside. That the signage design and the size would be up to what we think is appropriate, what the sponsor thinks is appropriate, and then we would shoot to John and all of yourselves here and kind of work with what would work best and of course go within the guidelines there with the city. So there is more to come. We don't know what it is right now, so that's why we are only proposing the splatter logo sign and the TBK sign.
Most traditional extra signage is like a monument sign on the street. Do you have that? You didn't discuss that when you're talking about additional signs.
Right. We are still working through that on what might be best for that. There's going to be so much in development out on this part of the city, as you all know. So Kevin Kellner has a lot of land out there that he's going to be developing on with Build to Suit. So we're not too quick to jump on the gun, as we maybe will obtain a large sign that will have everything on there. But yeah, we have not crossed the bridge yet of what we will do in terms of monument sign if we want to have something on our own or involve everyone, all the businesses out there in that area by the middle.
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, John.
Duck Creek Plaza. Mm-hmm. As multiple businesses within that complex. There are some multiple businesses that are on one lot. There are some businesses that are on separate lots, but it's treated as a entire shopping district area, and they were allowed to put up shopping center signs. That allows you some additional monument type signage square footage. Instead of 300, you're getting up over 600 square foot, but it has to be a combination of all the businesses. That would be an option that is open to them, and we'll begin those discussions, I know. But you're correct. There are, it sounds like, additional signage that's going to be going on the east side of the building, and the video board, of course, we're very restrictive on that. I prefer to refer to that request as a programmable electronic sign because we do not allow video. But we only allow up to 50 square feet of an electronic programmable sign. Yeah, that's not, obviously it's not going to be visible to the interstate, but we'll have to have that discussion when they come forth with it.
John, one of the other questions I had was, about this and about the comprehensive look of this whole area and the regulations that we're trying to enforce here. Is there something about this particular set of signs that is time sensitive enough that it is that approval is predicated on a time sensitivity? I mean, these things are going to be, you know, I mean, if we're going to miss a window somewhere.
I don't know. They've indicated they wanted to come in phases. I don't know what.
That's my question. Is there something critical about the timing of this as opposed to having us know more about the overall plan before we would approve it?
So the there's sort of three signage components, three primary signage components. There's the TBK signs on either end of the large building. Inside that building, there's going to be a field surface for soccer and sports. The other one that Leslie mentioned was High Five Entertainment, and High Five Entertainment is going to be in the smaller section, that sort of southwest corner of the building. As this construction is wrapping up, one of the things that we're challenged with is trying to figure out where exactly to get the junction boxes and stuff. So all of these have Nichiha siding on the outside, and so the challenge is once that is up, it's more difficult to deal with getting electrical boxes and stuff located. So yes, so there's a degree of urgency on locating those. And then for the TBK signs, the challenge that we get is once the surface is in, it will be difficult to work inside, even though the majority of the work is done outside for signage. It still has to be bolted through, and so having access to the inside for wiring and for mounting of the signs becomes a bit of a challenge. So those are the issues. The logo shape is, of all three, is probably the least important as far as we can do that. There's not a lot of reasons that it would need to be done immediately, but the other two, there will be some urgency related to location. So especially the large TBK Bank one, that's the one that we want to make sure that we have a plan we can work with the construction company on. Does that help?
Yeah. Bill and I were on site last week, a couple weeks ago, and the job supervisor was indicating to us, yeah, we're beginning to drill holes through the building so we can get the wires out. They indicated to you these would be halo-type signs. Each letter will be lit from behind, so I assume perhaps they'll be translucent enough that some will go through the letters, but mostly the light will be projected behind it onto the building and give it that halo effect. So I think, you know, they need to know where the signs can go, certainly, to get that done.
Well, it seems you could rough in electrical and have blocking in at any time to support it, but that would be my opinion given.
I
mean, and that's right with the electrical. The biggest challenge is with the TBK sign is that inside, once that turf is put down, then it becomes really challenging to work in there. So that's the one that has a big timing issue, if that makes sense.
Are all the letters individual letters? Are they just painted on, or?
No, so it's a what we would call a channel letter, and it's an aluminum construction. The faces and the back are both a modified acrylic. The sides, or what we would call the returns, are an aluminum. They're LED powered or LED lit, so each one has a power supply, low power supply that feeds the LEDs. So with the back being clear, it's a clear Lexan. The letter is set off from the building a couple of inches. So when it at night, when the lights come on, the lights shine out the back, and that gives you that halo effect. So each one is an individual letter, but each one will then have its own whip going into the building for power supply.
We've had other signs that affected neighbors, and there are no neighbors other than the interstate. So,
Yeah, you know, and I should have mentioned, so I've driven out there a couple of times. One of the challenges that we have is that there's not a lot of what we would call dwell time. There's just not a lot of time where you get to see the sign. And so we sort of look at it from when you're at about 45 degrees from the sign to when it's straight next to you. We don't want people, you know, looking back at it. Mm-hmm. And so we've got, coming from the east, there's about 11 seconds that you can see it. Coming from the west, there's about 16 seconds. And again, there's, you know, whether it's trees or hills, there you run into some issues where it can't be seen all the time. So that's the other thing is, you know, if you had a lot longer to look at it, the size doesn't become as important as when you're driving by. And that's assuming that somebody's following the speed limit. So I did it at 65.
Well, the sign seems proportional to the building, given the building's so huge. It just seems one of our concerns is always, are we setting precedent with approving something so large? And one is three times, and the other one's five times, I believe, the size that we typically go. And even between that large aisle sign that was approved by the board, that's 500 and some, and this is one of these right. is three times that.
Three times that size.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not a 10-story building.
Yeah. It seems to me that for the C7 districts, we have two of them in town, I don't really think that our sign ordinance does a very good job of addressing that particular district.
It doesn't.
And so pretty much any sign within that district is going to have to be either a variance or we're going to have to change our rules a little bit because clearly the dimensions of our sign ordinance don't make any sense on this particular building.
And you're seeing it.
Yeah.
It's this and the Betplex.
Yeah. Yeah, so the only two places.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks bad, and I think it's appropriate for the sign, and I understand the comments about it would be real nice to do this all at once. Because what's going to happen, I know, is we're going to come in with another sign, and then we're going to say, okay, what did we do the first time, and how does that look in relationship to the new sign, et cetera? But maybe that's what's got to be done in order to keep this project going forward. So,
do you know when you'll be installing them?
Yeah, we would. It would be probably mid-April-ish before we would be able to install the logo shape. The TBK bank would probably be right around the end of March, first part of April. So, and again, that's more driven by coordination with the builder than it is actual need for the signage on the building.
Would they be on before you come back with the next request so that the board can see? Or do you know what the sign is?
I doubt it. We would actually, if it was up to us, we'd have had the third one put together for you as well for High Five Entertainment. We're just sort of trying to finalize a couple of logo issues. So we'd have loved to have presented that with this as well. We just didn't have it in time for when we had to publish the info to the Times.
So the High Five sign is on the same size as the 1,589. Square foot sign that's
no,
proposed?
No, it is not. So, and it is, it will be smaller, and it will be primarily a logo shape. So it will not be near the size of the TBK sign.
Well, no, I was talking about the sign that you have yet to.
Oh, yeah, so the High Five one.
High Five.
Yeah, so that would be that was sort of the third primary component. There's the TBK with their, you know, their naming sign, and then the logo shape for the Sportsplex, and then High Five is the entertainment center that'll have the bowling alleys and stuff inside.
So likely that will be on the Betplex Drive side as well.
Yeah, there will probably, the plan would be to have two signs, one that would be on the south side of the building that would face Betplex Drive, and then one that would be on the east side, sort of adjacent to where the logo is, on that part of the building that juts down that faces east. That, since that's where the majority of foot traffic will be into that main entrance, there would be a High Five sign there as well. But it would be primarily those two. And I should mention, similar sorts of construction, our goal would be to have, you know, a fair amount of consistency in the type and style of signage, even though it's different logos and things of that nature. You know, it's not going to be on one side, so what we would call channel letters, and another side, a cabinet sign, and be a completely different look. We want to have consistency.
Well, that's why I was asking, because in terms of consistency, you're asking for approval of a 1,589-foot sign, and are they going to be looking for potentially the same oversized sign on that side of the building?
Yeah, I will tell you what we have shown them in design so far is not even close to that. Partly because big signs cost also more money, and so, I mean, they have a lot of signage inside that they need to do too, so there's some budgetary reasons as well.
The TBK letters are in how high?
Those are 10 feet tall in that.
Same as that billboard size.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Okay.
And I wouldn't encourage you to drive out there tonight because of the snow, but if you do make that drive on there, you can see really easily that is, you know, until you're up on it, it's pretty difficult to see.
Any other questions, folks? Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a motion from the board?
I move we approve the signs as requested.
Should we have, there's two signs, should we vote on each one separately?
There's three signs.
There's three signs. You want three motions? That's fine. But.
Okay. The one, what's the first one, John? I thought there was two.
There's two name signs and one logo sign.
Does it make a difference? From staff standpoint, we talk about combined signage per street frontage. So as you see in the request, we kind of divided it between the north-facing signage and the south-facing signage. So the north-facing signage is a request for a variance to increase the signage from 300 square feet to 1,146 square feet.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, is there a second to that withdrawal?
Do we even have a second?
Second to that.
Okay. Then we'll vote at the issue of three signs at one location. Is that correct?
That would be the cleanest way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bill, thank you. Is there a motion on this item? Or there was a motion.
Well, there's a motion, but I withdrew the motion, so.
Oh, okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Interstate 80, the signage adjacent to Interstate 80, from 300 to 1,146 square feet.
589, isn't it? Oh, that one, okay.
The Interstate 81, I think.
Okay, all right, I'm 14, sorry.
11, that's correct. 46.
Okay, that's fine, okay.
I'll second the motion.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Cummins?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. That one has been approved. The other one? The 300 square feet to 1589.
And the reason why that's 1589 is because it's the combination of those two signs, correct?
That's correct.
Oh, that's a two.
So the one sign is still the same, approximately
the one sign
sign
is still
1146.
The TBK will be the same, and right. We're adding the logo.
So that's why that's the increased size. It's not a bigger sign. It's a bigger footage of signage.
Thank you for that clarity.
Thank you for the clarification, because that...
Yes.
It's good. Yeah.
And I'll make a motion, then, that we approve the on-premise sign for Betflex Drive increased from 300 square feet to a total of 1589, which includes both signs. Both.
That is exactly what the request is.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Motion and second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Cummins?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case 18-007 at 4850 Betfix Drive, a C7 district, has been approved. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We have no other further business. We are
adjourned. Nothing further.